Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1999. We are doing the series Power of Thought, episode number 42. 15th December 1999. Bab Dada had also sent you a signal earlier to tell you that the greatest treasure that you have, the treasure that enables you to create your future as well as the present, is your treasure of elevated thoughts. The thought power that you children have is a great power. It is the power of elevated thoughts. Everyone has thoughts, but it is only you who have the power of elevated thoughts, the power of good wishes and pure feelings, the power that enables you to concentrate your mind and intellect. The more you continue to accumulate your thought power, the more you will progress. You must not waste this power. The main way in which you waste this power is through having waste thoughts. Bab Dada has seen this. He has seen that even now the majority of you are still having waste thoughts throughout the day. Those who use their physical wealth economically always have plenty. Those who waste their wealth are deceived at some point or another. Similarly, your pure elevated thoughts have so much power that you are able to increase your catching power and your power to catch vibrations. Just as the instruments of science, the wireless, the telephone, etc. do their work, in the similar way, in the same way, when you have the treasure of pure thoughts, then even though you may be sitting in London, you are able to catch very clearly the vibrations of souls, just as clearly as you would be able to through the wireless, the telephone or the TV. So many of these facilities have been invented, but your catching power will be much clearer than any of them. Then this will also increase your power of concentration. All of those supports are coming to an end. On what basis do all of those instruments function? On the basis of light. All the physical facilities of comforts are based on light. So can your spiritual power, your soul power, not do this task? You must be able to catch whatever vibrations you want from those who are near and far. Only when your mind and intellect are both concentrated and stable will your catching power increase. You will have many experiences. So multiple things Baba has said here. The most important is power of thoughts. When you have power of thoughts, when you have treasure of elevated thoughts, when you have treasure of pure thought, pure feelings and pure thoughts, what happens? Good wishes. What happens? You can catch other person's thoughts. You can catch Baba's vibrations. Your catching power increases. So one is the treasure of thoughts, second is the power of concentration and power of pure wishes, and third, lastly is the power of catching, concentration and thoughts. Three things are there. When I was reading this today morning before coming for Amritvela, I was just thinking about catching power. See, in the life of Mahavir, who was the founder of Jain Dharma, he had remained silent for about 12 years. He remained silent for 12 years. He had that Maunvrat. Now when he came out of his silence, he had almost forgotten the language of this world. He had almost forgotten all the words of this world. So he wanted to say, but he could not. That was his condition. So, but he had found within himself the heightened power of catching, heightened power of understanding things or communicating without words, that is known as non-NVC, non-verbal communication. So it is said about Mahavira that he used to sit and he remained silent even afterwards also, after that 12 years. And he used to communicate only by silence. He used to sit, his disciples would sit around him. There was one chief disciple. He used to talk with him in silence, without speaking a single word. If suppose a seeker comes and that seeker has some problem, so he will sit in front of his disciple in silence and he would communicate something. And that seeker, that disciple would understand that language of silence and would give form of words and then communicate with that person, other person. And this he used to do with multiple disciples, not just with one. And all of those disciples then communicated with the world. He himself never communicated. Because of that silence, his power to catch, his power to communicate had heightened. This is one example in history. Second example is of Meher Baba. Meher Baba, He remained silent for about not 12 years, whole life, almost 40 years. He took the vow of silence in 1940s or 50s. And after that, he never spoke. He never spoke. Why? Every time there would be announcement in the newspaper or other places that he is going to speak on this and this date. But the moment that date arrived, he extended the silence. Because he did not feel like to speak. There was one of his disciple, Adi Irani, that Adi Irani has noted down. He used to understand whatever his master would speak in silence. Everything was done in the silence because his telepathic power had increased to very high extent. So when you remain silent, your concentration power increases. You accumulate treasure of thoughts, and then what Baba is saying, catching power. You start catching things. What do we catch? First, what Baba has to say. Second, what others have to say. Third, what things are going to happen. Suppose I am here and I don't know what is going to transpire throughout the day. So I try to understand, I try to catch those things, and I get the pre idea of things. That silence, of course, has to be mind silence, because when that silence is of the mind, gradually silence of the speech is just the reflection of that. And in actually speaking, one can be silent and yet speaking. Silence doesn't mean to become just mum, not to speak, just to hush up things and to suppress the emotion. That is not real silence. Real silence is at the center, while at the periphery is your words, while at the periphery is your speech, your actions. You are speaking, you are acting, and yet everything is arising from silence. See, there are three stages. First, we say that speech is silver. Then we say silence is gold. But there is a step ahead of that, and that is diamond. Controlled speech is diamond. It is even higher than your silence. Recently, yesterday, I had gone to Spark. There I met one sister, and she said that there is one sister who heard your class on silence. A magical amulet, or the silence class which was done in Pandabhavan, and she had gone in silence. But the problem now is that if we have to communicate with her regarding service, she doesn't talk. There's a lot of problem because of this silence. Because she has stopped talking with people. And she is in the field of service. But that sister, she has taken the vow of silence. Now how to deal? And she was saying, she is my close friend. How to deal with it? Because she has stopped talking. So is this real silence? I told her, no, this is not the silence. Real silence is you speak, you communicate, but everything is arising from silence, from that center of silence. What is at the orbit, what is in that periphery is different. Just not to speak is not silence at all. Stop communicating is not silence at all. Suppose, but yes, definitely that is also necessary sometimes, because if you want to keep a balance, then you must also test that nectar of absolute silence, and on another side is absolute speech. But in between, that is some stage which is known as controlled speech, which is diamond. And that is most difficult. Pendulum always tries to go on the right side or the left side. To stop the pendulum in between, that is what is perfection in yoga. It is very easy not to eat at all. To keep fast, to observe fast is very easy. If you keep fast for one day, you will feel like to keep fast for 2 days. If you keep fast for 2 days, you will feel like to extend it for 7 days. Because during that period, your soul consciousness increases a lot. This is very easy. Other thing is to eat too much. It's very easy. But to eat less, that is most difficult. Not to eat at all is very easy. But you find there is a Brahma Bhojan. There is a paneer there. There is a tandoori. And you are told you have to eat only half roti. That is most difficult. To eat less is very difficult. In the similar manner, to speak too much is very easy. Not to speak is also easy. But to speak less, that is actually the real silence. Real reticence is that. So, I was talking about catching power. So if we want to develop those telepathic powers, if we want to develop that sixth sense, if you want to develop that ESP, extrasensory perception. In my childhood, my father had brought a book, ESP. And in that book, when I was reading that book, ESP, it was a very tattered and in a very shattered condition. That book was in tatters almost. All pages had worn out. So when I was reading, there were so many examples given in that book. How you can develop your extrasensory perception, what are the ways in which you develop your extrasensory perception. You sit here and you try to hear what is happening at distance. There are two powers, clairaudience and clairvoyance. Now scientists, they have given actual methods to do that. Like you try to sit here, close your eyes and try to hear the chirping of birds. Close the eyes and try to hear exactly, don't try to miss a single sound. If suppose somebody's mobile rings or a vehicle goes, even try to hear that sound. So this will develop your ability for clairaudience. You sit here and try to listen to voices which are not here. You try to sit here and try to listen what Mahatma Gandhi had said many years back. Because everything is there in this air, printed. Prints are there. Yeah? Yeah, there are Akashic records are there all the time. What Shakespeare has said, it is written. What Percy Bysshe Shelley had sung, what Kalidas had said, everything is there. Only thing is that we are out of alignment. The more we get introvert, the more we enter into deep silence stage, we try to catch those things. Audience, there is clairvoyance. You can see what things are happening at a distance. Like I sit here and I can visualize what is happening in Sydney or what is happening in Phulabai Ka Khira. Or what is happening in Chinchpokli in Mumbai. Try to see things. Like you are in your room. Just imagine meditation hall. What's happening? Try to imagine Shantistam. What's happening? Try to see Baba's room. Try to see Baba's hut. You try to see with your mind's eye. Not with this eyes. With your mind's eye. That will, because those who are blind, if you see, in Mahabharata, there is an example, this Dhritarashtra who was blind, he used to hear the footstep. From the footstep, he could know who has come. He is sitting, Gandhari has come. And he would say, Gandhari, at this time, what are you doing? He is sitting. And suddenly, somebody is coming angry. And he will know, this is my beloved son, Duryodhan. And he would begin his conversation, why are you so angry? Now how he knows that he has come and he is angry also? He is sleeping, he is sitting, and suddenly Shakuni has come and he would ask the first question, what new plan you have brought now to destroy my family? He is sleeping and suddenly Shri Krishna comes and he is smelling something fishy. Something is there in his mind that is detrimental to my family. So, there is a very good statement in Mahabharata. Shakuni says, O king, you are so expert in understanding the footsteps, in hearing. Why are you not hearing the footstep of time? Samay ki chaap. Why are you not hearing that when you can hear everything? So it is how he developed, because he did not have eyes. So he developed that sense of hearing to a very heightened extent. So in the similar manner, clairaudience, work on this. Clairvoyance, work on this. Telepathic, try to send message by telepathic means to a person. Immediately taking the mobile and writing a big message and sending it WhatsApp. Just wait. Let me send the message by telepathic means. Let's see if it reaches or not. Let him get the touching that I want this in that book. Power of Subconscious Mind. Dr. Joseph Murphy had given many such examples where a woman is there, she liked some bag in the shop and then she comes home and she feels that somebody should bring that bag to me. And evening her brother comes from abroad and he brings that bag to her. So try to send mental WhatsApps. Mental WhatsApps. That's what we do with Shiv Baba, of course. We do with Shiv Baba, but now we have to try to do that with people, with Brahmin family, with patients. This is a very beautiful experiment. Let us try and give a thought to a patient relative who is very aggressive, who is very irritable, who is very violent, who is coming and quarreling and creating a ruckus. We try to plant one thought in his mind. Let us try to plant some emotion in somebody's mind. Let us try to plant some thought, some emotion, some idea, some notion in somebody's heart, somebody's mind, and wait and watch what happens. Is it possible? Is it possible? This is mental farming. Telepathic farming. Put a seed of thought in somebody's mind. Send an arrow of thought in somebody's mind. Send an arrow of emotion in somebody's heart. Send an arrow of God's love in the heart of a out and out atheist, agnostics, who do not believe in God or who have nothing to do with God. Send an arrow of thoughtful attitude in cavalier's attitude, person. So, this all things are possible. So, catching power, telepathy, thought transference, transfer the thought, thought implantation, thought delivery, all these things are possible. Clairaudience, to hear things happening, to see things happening, because we all are Sanjay, we have got that divine vision. We can see things, we can hear things which are not here. And Baba has said, hear the cries of bhaktas, those your devotees, they are crying, they are crying out. Hear those cries, all those things. So today's homework is this. We don't communicate with others by sending messages. We would try to communicate by thoughts. We would try to send thoughts, feelings, emotions. Suppose there is a misunderstanding between two people. We try to clear that misunderstanding by just thoughts. Just thought transference. Okay? Om Shanti.